right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same numbers. Friday, it means Fridays with Sandy Williams. So, Sandy, I want to go back to the economy and that 9% inflation rate. The feds are talking about raising, the rate 0.75% again. Mm-hmm. And so they have no other choice, right? Because that rate, that inflation rate is unsustainable. I mean, it will destroy the economy and whatever parts of the economy are still moving
The problem with high inflation is that it drives you to higher inflation. It's a spiral. It's an upward spiral, because when you think prices are going up 9%, and that makes you spend the money faster. You know, you want to buy it today rather than 2 months from now, because it'll cost more 2 months from now. So you end up having a more frantic bidding process for everything in the near term, which ramps that inflation rate up even higher. So it is basic economic policy that you try and hit inflation over the head with a big 2x4. And that's what they're doing when they increase the Federal Reserve rate by 0.75%. They're hitting it over the head with a 2x4, but that 2x4 has the impact of driving you in the direction of recession. It's taking money out of the pocket of spenders, and it's forcing people to look at the future in a more pessimistic way in terms of their opportunity to participate in it. So, economists, one of the basic premises is that the cure for inflation is recession, and the Fed tries to walk a very fine line, and they talk about it now, a soft landing. And there's a real art form to a soft landing, which hasn't really been figured out yet.
So what is impacted immediately when we talk about those rates rising the way they are is mortgage lending and mortgage rates, and that's the first shoe to drop. Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. And mortgage rates actually went up quite rapidly, and then over the last month they tailed off a little bit because of the demand for, lots of people were refinancing, so the demand for mortgages was pretty high because people were refinancing their higher loan rates into lower loan rates. Well, that stopped because the mortgage rates caught up to the outstanding mortgage rates, so refinancing slowed down. There still is a shortage of housing, and so that shortage of housing has curtailed the rate at which people can buy new housing and enter into new mortgages. So for a while, there was a bit of a slowdown in the demand for new mortgage financing. But yeah, it's going to definitely affect the cost of housing. It's going to affect the cost of buying a house. And the other thing it'll affect is the cost of installment debt. So most people buy cars on installment debt. And while cars are in short supply now, so that the demand for installment debt to buy cars has tailed off a bit, it definitely will impact the purchase of expensive, durable goods like automobiles.
Let me ask you, Sandy, because most of us are not economists and we don't understand. So if you took a loan out prior to any of these things happening, that loan is secure with the interest rate that it has. It doesn't matter what's happened, or can that be impacted and affected at all by what's happening now?
Well, it depends. Some people got mortgages that were variable rate mortgages,
right,
and that was because they were paying a lower rate in the near term. But the mortgage, the person, the lenders had the option to increase the rate on the mortgage depending on the Federal Reserve rate and the prime rate. And so those rates are not secure. But the more common way to finance a home was to get a 15 or 30 year fixed rate mortgage. And those fixed rate mortgages, so long as you keep it intact, you don't sell the house and pay off the loan, those rates are intact for the life of the mortgage. So there are people who have made 30 year mortgages when they bought their house a year ago, at a very low rate. And if, so long as they stay in that house, that mortgage is going to be right there at that low rate.
So what about automobiles and those kinds of things? Can that change?
No, automobile rates typically are not variable rate. So those installment loans have fixed rate, but they're relatively short-term loans.
Right.
They've gotten longer, and people have worried about that. People are buying cars with 5 and 6 year loans now, which are long-term loans to buy an asset that doesn't have a life that's greatly in excess of that number of years.
Sandy, this 9.1% inflation rate, haven't seen that since the 80s, is what they're saying. But in the back of my mind, because I remember that so well, that time so well, and I always, during these last, how long has it been going, man? We've been doing so great for since 2000 and what? 10?
From 2000 to 2008, we had a very good, strong economy. Interest rates weren't as low. The financial collapse of late 2007 drove interest rates way down to essentially zero. even theoretically negative levels. And ever since then, we've had very low interest rates. And unfortunately, even Wall Street, that's supposed to be shrewd, gets used to something, and instead of projecting a norm out into the future that reflects a norm in the past, they start projecting current experience out into the future. Nobody who had any gray hair at all thought that 1 and 2% interest was going to be a long-term prevailing rate of interest.
Yeah, you just get carried away, and your mind plays tricks on you, and you think that that's the norm, and you get into that, and now really we're going back to what would be the norm, right? Is it safe to say, Sandy, that 4 or 5% interest is?
Between 4 and 5% would be the average mortgage rate over an extended 50 or 60 year period of time. And so, that is something that should be expected over the long term. But even Wall Street, the people who are valuing stock, began to value stock premised on a long-term premise of low interest. And then when interest rates went up, the stock price went down. Like, what were they thinking?
Yeah.
Well, stock should be valued on long-term expectations.
All right. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Sandy Williams. It's Friday. We'll be back.
Till you use me up. Until you